Hey there, you. What's up? Oh, I don't really have anything. I'm just going to check in. You know, it's been a minute since we've talked, huh? Well, I've been doing alright, considering. I've been mostly staying home, of course. I basically never leave except for groceries and protests when she's trying, but it's manageable. Working remotely has been pretty good so far, though, so that's a plus. What have you been up to? Not much, huh? I feel that. Hey, are you doing okay? You're fine, huh? You're sure? Okay, so I've known you long enough that I can tell that's not true. No, you are absolutely not obliged to talk about or even acknowledge it if you don't want to, and I will drop it as soon as you ask. But I want you to know that if you need someone to talk to, or listen, or just hang out with on the phone for a bit, I'm here for you, okay? Yeah, I thought that might be the case. Do you want to talk about it? Yeah, that's fair. I can understand how it might be too overwhelming right now. That's right. What was that? Honey, listen to me, okay? You don't ever need to apologize for not being okay. If you're hurting, no matter the reason, then there's an issue that needs to be addressed. It's not something that you need to feel sorry for. Your emotions are valid and you don't need to apologize for feeling them. And you aren't supposed to feel any kind of way. If you're feeling bad right now, then that's a valid way for you to feel. There's no supposed to about it. And feeling bad right now is entirely reasonable. It's really a difficult and scary time. And it makes perfect sense if you're overwhelmed or sad or even scared because of it. I know that there can be a lot of social pressure to be okay all the time. I know that showing any kind of negative emotion or vulnerability is often seen as a character flaw, as a weakness. And that can make it really hard to allow yourself to feel or to open up even when you need to. This can be especially bad if you're a member of a community that's being targeted right now. If your value and safety are being undermined, it can feel necessary to always appear strong and determined and indestructible because that's what you need to be to face it. And if you have people who you care about or are depending on you in some way, it can also be tempting to suppress any negative emotions to try and spare them. But honey, you can't and shouldn't try to be okay all the time. You are going through a lot right now, and letting yourself feel sadness and hurt is a necessary part of processing that. It doesn't make you weak or a bad person. In fact, letting yourself not be okay takes immense strength and courage. And doing so doesn't make you any less brave or strong. It doesn't make you any less worthy of love or respect. And while your desire to protect people is admirable, shielding others from your emotions can be really harmful, both to you and to the people trying to protect. You don't have to put on a brave face for the sake of the ones you love. It's not your job to protect them from yourself. And it is most certainly not your job to protect me. I'm a grown adult. I am more than capable of making my own decisions. And I have decided to be here for you if you need. I'm not saying you have to tell me or anyone else everything that you're thinking or feeling. I'm more than happy to listen whenever you need, but you are also entitled to your privacy. You don't owe anyone explanations or apologies. But if you aren't okay, you don't have to pretend to be. You're my friend, I love you no matter how you're feeling, and I always want to support you if I can. Okay? Shh. Shh. I know, sweetheart. I know. That's okay. It's okay to let yourself feel sad or overwhelmed or hopeless. It's okay if it's all too much. Listen, it is really, really rough out there right now. I know that you're already doing what you can to make things better. I really admire you for that. And you should definitely keep doing it when you're able to. But it is just as important for you to take care of yourself. And when it all gets to be too much, you need to forgive yourself for not living up to your own expectations. It's okay if you aren't as productive or doing as much as you want to. It's okay if you don't have all the answers. It's okay if you're scared. You will get through this, and you will be okay. But to do that, you need to process your emotions, and this is you doing that. And I'm really, really proud of you for that. I know how difficult this is, especially for someone as strong and dedicated as you are. But I promise, you are doing the right thing. And you will feel better. Maybe not right away, but eventually. And then you will be able to go back to helping people and fixing things like the champion you are. But until then, please be kind to yourself. Remember, it's okay to not be okay. And that when things are rough, it's okay to rely on the help and support of others. Me included, if you want. We're humans. And one of the best things about humans is that we can love and support each other. I love you. You're one of my best friends, and I will always be here for you if you need. So, take time. Cry if you need to. And let yourself feel whatever you need to feel. Don't worry. It's okay.